from the Radio Ranch in the heart of Liberty, Texas, that is. It's the Bombastic Blogcast for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I am the G-Man, Dan Gallo.
Hey, G-Man.
You're yourself. Defender of the peace, keeper of the justice, purveyor of truth, and one heck of a nice guy. Imagine that. It's 4-23-24. Strange. Palindrome, isn't that? Well, any rate, let's get things officially started with
the Daily Denogram.
You got it. Words of wisdom, words of inspiration, brain droppings, or noggin nuggets. You get to make the call. It says here, don't be angry at a friend who told your secret, for neither of you could keep it. Mm-hmm. Besides, there's no money to be made in keeping secrets.
I request the cone of silence.
Let's move along now to the so-called educational part of the big blog cast.
Twisted History.
This is it.
Gather around, kids, because a lot of things happen on this day throughout history.
Boy.
Some cool, some not so cool. Just the same. You need to know your Twisted History.
Okay.
You might be quizzed.
Sure. Hasn't happened yet, but then again, I don't want to push my luck. Well, gather around, kids, because it was on this day in 1985, Coca-Cola changed its formula and released New Coke. Yeah, the response was overwhelmingly negative, and the original formula was back on the market in less than 3 months. Harder to believe, no one was fired. Go figure. And it was on this day in 2005, the first YouTube video titled Me at the Zoo was published by co-founder Jawed Karim. And today, we live in a society where if you've never consulted a YouTube tutorial, you're a Neanderthal.
You need serious, serious help.
Before we dive into the issues at hand for the day today, I want to play this for you. This was sent to me via Facebook by a friend of mine from the Stephen F. Austin High School group out of Houston, Tino Zaragoza. And Tino sent this along, and this is just so precious. This young fella, I don't know his name. There was no information enclosed with this. But this little fella looked to be like maybe 4 years old, and it's a little song. I want you to listen to this. See if this doesn't set your day off to a nice start.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing.
That doesn't cheer you up just a little bit. You have no soul. During your typical get-together with friends, when conversation turns to politics, you all better be on the same side. Otherwise, you're going to lose your friends. They always say that if you want to get into trouble, start talking politics or religion. But Tucker Carlson kind of veered into an entirely different arena, although akin to politics and religion. And he did this recently with Joe Rogan on his amazing podcast. Carlson kind of waded into his belief that the existence of UFOs is not only real, but also intertwined with spiritual entities mentioned in the Bible. So to begin with, Carlson, just with the confidence of a sleepwalker, expressed his own personal stance on the existence of UFOs, which, of course, is often dismissed by mainstream media. And he argued that the government has been hiding crucial information from the public. Now, how many times have we heard this? I mean, ever since Roswell, what was that, 1947? There have been these allegations, some more pronounced than others, about the government hiding all kinds of information. They've got alien bodies stored in a hangar at Area 51. You know, so is this true or not? Well, we don't know. But Carlson argues that the government's been hiding this crucial information from us and thereby causing widespread lack of awareness and understanding. So, yeah, okay, that stands to reason. And with his conservative mindset, Tucker believes that this secrecy on the part of the government is a form of control and manipulation by everybody in power. So at this point, you're probably thinking, gee whiz, Tucker, you might want to get some help. You're getting a little too paranoid. But then again, he probably wouldn't be so paranoid if everybody wasn't always out to get him. But he believes that the public has the right to know the truth and not be kept in the dark by those who claim to have our best interests at heart. And we're always hearing that from our politicians, right? On both sides. And he had some very interesting things to say. Check this out.
U.S. servicemen have died as a result of contact with or being in the proximity of these vehicles. And we know that because there are a lot of suits working their way through the VA system.
Yeah.
Where families, you know, can't get compensated for the deaths or injuries to loved ones.
Because it's all under wraps, top secret.
Well, that's just a fact, okay, that is happening. So if there's, I guess, you know, when there are measurable physical effects of a phenomenon, we can say conclusively the phenomenon is real.
Right.
And so, yeah.
But
I mean,
it is
real. I mean, I guess we're sort of past the point of, like, is it real? Yeah, it's real.
It's real in that there's these things that are moving in very bizarre ways, and they have these propulsion systems that violate what we know about propulsion systems.
And we know that there is a real effort and has been underway for a long time to keep the public from knowing about it. But that's all known. That's established. I don't think any rational person would deny that. The question is, like, what is it, actually? I mean, now is sort of the point. Yeah. You have to ask, like, what is this? And you know, so that's
how much of it do you think is ours?
Well, none of it's ours.
None of it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, clearly, you know, the U.S. government is huge. It's the largest human organization. I think there are 2 million federal employees and another 10 million federal contractors. So, who are effectively government employees but don't have civil service protection, for example. So that's 12 million people in a country of 340 million working for the federal government. So it's kind of hard to overstate how big the federal government is and how well-funded. And so to say the government this, the government that, no, of course, it's people within the government. But yeah, they're working on all kinds of things, obviously, that are classified. But in general, no, they can't control these objects. So, no, it's not American technology.
Well,
or Russian or Chinese. It predates, you know, all of that.
Well, some of it does, right? Like, for sure, the Kenneth Arnold sightings, that was really early on. That was like the early 1950s. He was seeing these flying saucers, these discs that were moving over mountains.
Well, right. I mean, the prophet Ezekiel writes about it right in the first chapter, Wheels in the Sky.
Yeah, know, that's so a crazy one. Boy, when you
well,
read
it
that.
Is crazy. If you read it, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and
so, and
not just, you know, the Hebrew scriptures, like it's all over every...
Mm-hmm. The Vedic texts.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So these are spiritual phenomenon. There's no evidence they're from another planet. I mean, I think that's the op, that's the lie, that they're from Mars. Look, space, the atmosphere is really well monitored, right? Both for military, for defense reasons, but also because, like, it'd be nice to know when asteroids are coming. And there's no evidence, has never been any evidence, that there are lots of these objects, these vehicles coming into our atmosphere from somewhere else, some other planet. There's no evidence of that at all.
Now, sometime back, Tucker Carlson made it very clear that he had read the Bible cover to cover. He just wanted to read it out of curiosity and just kind of read it from a present-day perspective. And some of the things that he has discussed since doing that have been very, very interesting. And what really sets his viewpoint apart from the rest of what we hear on this topic is his connection of UFOs to spiritual beings, you know, like angels and demons mentioned in the Bible. And this may sound far-fetched to some, but Carlson has a compelling argument. You must admit that. And he believes that these advanced technologies are actually a manifestation of these spiritual entities. And their presence has been documented throughout history in religious texts. You know that. And as a conservative, Carlson's strong faith in religion and the Bible leads him to see these sightings as a sign of the end times as prophesied in the scriptures. Now, before you get all panicky about that, let's not forget the fact that in biblical teachings, God does not mean for us to know when the end is coming. Okay? You're just supposed to trust in him. That's all there is to it. And live your life accordingly. But Carlson also highlights the potential danger of these entities, referring to them as evil. See? So there's the other side of that coin. There's the yin and the yang. And he's raised concerns about their agenda and potential harm to humanity. And he cites biblical references of fallen angels and their role in the downfall of mankind. And as a conservative, Carlson values traditional family values and moral principles. And this perspective further fuels his fear of the unknown and the consequences that it may bring. So despite his controversial viewpoints, Carlson also acknowledges the scientific side of the debate. And that's what makes his POV so interesting. He recognizes the advancements in technology and the possibility of other life forms in this huge universe of ours. I mean, you have to stop and think once in a while. Do you truly, truly believe that we are it in this entire universe? And I can't bring myself to believe that. I think there is life somewhere out there. But when you're speaking in terms of light years away, you know, and especially in terms of thousands of light years away, what are the odds that we're ever going to meet up with this other life? Probably pretty slim. But then again, you never know. So despite his viewpoints, he recognizes the advancements in our technology. He firmly believes that there's a higher power at play here. And the existence of UFOs is not purely based on science alone. I think that's fascinating. On the other hand, you've got a lot of critics that have dismissed Carlson's beliefs as nothing more than a wild conspiracy theory. And pardon me for offering this theory on my part, but I think a lot of those people are just afraid. And they're trying to dismiss it because they're in a huge state of denial. Possibility, right? So, just the same, Carlson's very conservative, and he stands by his convictions, and he refuses to conform to societal norms. That's why everybody loves Tucker. He believes in questioning authority and thinking outside the box, and this is pretty evident in his perspective on UFOs. I love the idea of questioning authority. The problem is, I fear that if I question authority, one day the authorities will be over here to question me. But Carlson's conservative viewpoint on UFOs, angels, demons, that sort of thing, fascinating as it is, provides a unique perspective on a topic that, you know, has been tucked away, swept under the rug. And pardon me for using the term. It almost sounds poetic. Shrouded in mystery and has been for decades. And his bold and unapologetic stance challenges the mainstream narrative. Certainly, it encourages individuals to question the truth, or the truth as the government would have us believe it. And whether you agree with him or not, one thing's for sure, Carlson's perspective is going to continue to fuel debates and spark a lot of curiosity in the minds of many. And I don't know about you, but I think that's a good thing. I am continually stunned and amazed at the number of people who still believe that Joe Biden should be reelected. The senile old coot should be reelected. Who in their right mind, and I think that's the qualifying statement right there, in their right mind, would believe that this doddering, failing old coot who's taking his instructions from Barack Obama and company is really fit to serve yet another day as our president, much less another term. And then you have the left-wing media machine. For instance, NBC in this case, their anchors are just constantly stunned by the bad news that keeps rolling in on Joe Biden. Now, Steve Kornacki and Meet the Press host Kristen Welker, boy, their reaction to yet another poll spelling bad news for President Biden ahead of the 2024 election, almost entertaining to watch. Now, Kornacki said, while reacting to the latest survey, he says, we talk about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. And it's pretty obvious that Trump held advantages when respondents were asked about a number of key traits and issues, including dealing with inflation and the economy, to which 52% of respondents selected Trump. And I find that that's so strange that it's only 52%. But here's the more telling part of the story. Just 40% selected Biden, representing a 22-point swing toward Trump. Now, this is going to get better. As we get closer to the election, it's going to get better because the inflation news is going to get worse. The economic news is going to get worse. Things are not getting better, regardless of what the Biden ads tell you. Trump also got great marks, I mean really great marks, when respondents were asked about necessary mental and physical health. You had 45% of respondents said they felt more comfortable with Trump's cognitive ability when compared with Biden, who received support from just 20% of respondents. Then when asked which candidate was the most competent and effective, 47% of the respondents selected Trump, while 36% selected Biden. And from Welker, she says, and we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. So, you know, this is just, here again, when these figures, as I read them to you, they, again, are from an NBC source. And NBC is solidly behind the Democrats. If Adolf Hitler were running as a Democrat, NBC would be behind Adolf Hitler. I mean, this is just the way the media is. And NBC is not the only one. Throw CBS and ABC in there. ABC, big time Democrats. You can't find a Republican on the staffs of any of these networks. NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN. They're all Democrats. I'll give you a great example of how it hits me. I cannot stand to watch GMA because you've got that guy, George Snuffleupagus. Snuffleupagus used to be, what, press secretary for Bill Clinton? And he's solidly in with the Clintons even to this day. Now, how can you have any semblance of impartiality when you have that kind of a makeup? You know, so, I mean, as far as ABC is concerned, I just laugh them off. I can't take anything they say for face value. I just can't. So anyhow, the NBC news crew on Sunday morning having a rough time wrapping their brains around the fact that Joe Biden's a loser. And whoever's behind Biden manipulating this administration is making such a shambles of the country. They've made a shambles of our economy. They've made a shambles of our diplomatic policy, such as it is. I mean, we're failing on all fronts. We're even pissing off our allies. So, and you look at what's going on now. I hate to bring this up in this particular segment, but I will. Mike Johnson. Oh, he was going to be our savior, Speaker of the House. Good guy from Louisiana, right? Well, now we're having doubts about him, and there's a rumor going around that he has already been offered a job in the private sector, presumably with a big government contractor, and he's already starting to orchestrate his way out of politics. And maybe that would be a good thing. I don't know. But it's really clear that the people that you and I elect to represent us are not representing us. Let's get back to this survey because this is good stuff. Voters once again selected Trump when asked which candidate has a better record as president. And another reversal from 2020. So this guy Kornacki told viewers, he says, and again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too, necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden. Gee, you're not wrong there, Mr. Kornacki. And polling has consistently found that voters have concerns over Biden's mental fitness and they object to his handling of the economy. Again, you're talking about these people in these polls, these people who respond to these polls are like you and me. They go out and they buy a loaf of bread every couple of days. They got to buy milk. They've got to buy cereal for the kids. And look at how expensive that's gotten. So we're really in a world of hurts. I haven't seen things this bad since Jimmy Carter. And when I looked at the mortgage interest rates the other day, they're at 7% now. 7%. It's not the 17.5% that we had under Jimmy Carter, but how much longer could that be? Right? That could happen. So this is this turn in the polls has come organically. It's come through the experiences of John and Jane Q. Citizen. So the Biden campaign appears to have acknowledged their electoral disadvantages by focusing on Bidenomics. And Biden's economic advisors have repeatedly claimed that Biden has the world's strongest economic record. Bullcorn! Don't be peeing on my shoes and try to convince me that it's raining. And the consistent polling showing dissatisfaction with inflation and the economy as a whole just comes back again and again and again. There's a new poll almost every week, and it reflects the same thing. Everything is trending toward Trump. And meanwhile, you have a weaponized DOJ going after Donald Trump, trying to keep him off the ballot. And as far as the propaganda machine is concerned, let's run this TV ad. I'm going to run you the audio on a TV ad from the Biden campaign. And naturally, they use a black man. He's a steel worker, and he's endorsing President Biden. Listen to this.
I've been a proud steel worker for 23 years, and I know hard work when I see it. I love to tell the story about meeting President Biden because when you meet him, this guy's as sharp as a knife. They have nothing else to attack. Because they can't attack the things that he's doing that are so good for this country. I see people going back to work, jobs coming to the area, infrastructure being fixed up. Joe Biden gets things done. That's just who he is.
I mean, doesn't that just make you want to gag? But then again, what are they going to say, right? So they're going to paint this guy to be a saint, and they're going to paint him as being the guardian of freedom and democracy the world over. Bullcorn. I'd like to ask for a minute and 39 seconds of your time. Listen to this.
A warning to America. 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1. Open borders and illegal immigration. 2. Rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3. Mass addiction and fentanyl. 4. Election insecurity and interference. 5. The educational indoctrination of children. 6. The asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7. The destruction of private property rights. 8. Inflation and debt. 9. The global depopulation agenda. 10. Record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12. Toxic food supply. 13. Vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14. The trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15. Overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16. Destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17. DEI and the new racism. 18. Moral and societal decay. 19. The financing of endless foreign wars. 20. The sprawling surveillance state. 21. The centralization and consolidation of government power. 22. The destruction of trust in institutions. 23. The censorship industrial complex. 24. State media propaganda. 25. The smearing of those who challenge it.
Now, it's a very well done video, and I hope you can find the video somewhere on the internet. But right at the very end, they show a picture of Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk. And then across the screen, a quote from Paul Harvey, the late great Paul Harvey. History promises only this for certain. We will get exactly what we deserve. Compelling, fascinating stuff. And I want you just to bear that in mind between now and Election Day. I really try to stay out of political discussions with people who do not agree with me. And I know who my friends are. I know whether they're on the right or the left. And if they're on the right, I feel comfortable speaking with them. They feel comfortable speaking with me. But lately, and I'm not going to mention the man's name, but he retired recently from his life in television. He was a television reporter, and a very good one, too, I might add. But he always leaned to the left. Sat with him about a week or so ago. And had a wonderful time with him. And we didn't discuss politics so much. But I could see that his mind now, especially since he's retired, his mind is beginning to open up to the evils of the left and how corrupt the media is. Now, if this is happening to a retired television news reporter, I mean, don't you think that by default, others in the industry, people who are now in that business, are starting to see the light? I mean, that's how Carrie Lake got started in her campaign to run for public office as a conservative. She'd worked in the media business for, what was it, 25 years. You know, those are some pretty good street creds, aren't they? To the Comedy Corner with Bobby Tessel.
I had some good fortune the other day. I won $50 in the instant lottery. Which, it was very exciting. So I quit my job. I took the annual payments. Before the show, I was walking down the street and I saw a guy walking away from his car and his lights were on. So I said, "Hey, sir, you left your lights on." And he looked at me. He goes, "My lights go off automatically." I was like, "Oh, wow." "Mine do too after 6 hours." I didn't pay extra for that. Driving to the show tonight, I saw a sign for a sign store called Signs for Less. It was handwritten. So I'm watching the movie Goldfinger. Not right now. It's an old James Bond movie, and there's a scene in the beginning of the movie where James Bond makes love to this woman. He leaves the room, he goes to the kitchen to get some champagne, but he gets knocked unconscious. When he comes to, he goes back to the room. The woman is lying in the bed. She's been completely painted gold, and she's dead. That's happened to me twice. I don't understand why we get popcorn at the movies. Every time we get popcorn, we get the piece stuck down in our teeth, and we're sitting there for the whole movie, flicking it with our tongue. Doing that little chicken move. That. We can't get it out with our tongue, so we stick our finger down in there to get it. But for some reason, we have no tongue-to-finger perception because we can't find it with our finger. We actually have to find it again with our tongue and then follow our finger on our tongue. A friend of mine recently broke his ankle playing hockey, and about 6 months ago, I broke my ankle playing basketball, but mine was really stupid because I was in an arcade playing that Papa Shot game. Last time I played real basketball, I was guarding a guy who was a lot bigger than me. He was like pushing me around and shoving me. So like one time he was backing me down the court, I just kind of licked him. He didn't cross half court after that.
Have a terrific Tuesday. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on tomorrow's Bombastic Blogcast. Remember, no such thing as spare change, free lunch, or too much horsepower. And you be sure to take some time today just to thank the good Lord that you're an American.
You mean that's it?
See you tomorrow, G-Man.